Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nagtapos ang federal na parlamento sa isang mainit na panghuling sesyon bago ang naantala na budget sa Oktubre. Kinumpirma ng Treasurer na isinasalang-alang ng gobyerno na mapabilis ang pagbawas sa personal income tax, habang ibinalik ang job keeper payments na inaasahan ng may 4 milyong Australiano. Sa tampok na ulat ni Pablo Vinales na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa kinakaharap ng Australia na pinakamalala nitong krisis sa ekonomiya sa loob ng halos isang siglo, nagpapahiwatig ang Treasurer Josh Frydenberg na paparating na ang dagdag na tulong.
Cuts put more money into people's pockets, and more money into people's pockets means more spending, and more spending means more jobs. But these are still under consideration, so I don't want to, you know, add to the detailed speculation. You'll have to wait to budget.
Ngunit inaatake pa rin ang oposisyon ng gobyerno para sa pagbawas sa suporta habang tumataas ang kawalan ng trabaho. Narito ang tagapagsalita ng Labor para sa Treasury, Jim Chalmers.
Australians are petrified by what's going on and in some ways with good reason. They're unwilling or they're unable to spend in the economy. We do need to get consumption going again. Consumption was a problem even before COVID-19, but it's a massive problem now.
Ang tinig ng Labor Treasury spokesman, Jim Chalmers. Sa huling oras ng pagtatanong hanggang sa susunod na buwan, muling iginasa ng leader ng oposisyon Anthony Albanese ang punong ministro Scott Morrison kung bakit binabalik ng gobyerno ang wage subsidy scheme nito.
Why is the Prime Minister cutting JobKeeper, cutting JobSeeker and cutting wages at the very time that Australia has plunged into the worst recession in almost a century?
Mr. Speaker, the government has committed and already, Mr. Speaker, provided unprecedented record support. Correct. To ensure that we keep as many Australians in jobs as possible, we keep as many businesses open as possible.
Samantala, sa Senado, pinuna ang ministro ng aged care na si Richard Colbeck dahil sa kanya naging pagtugon sa krisis sa aged care. Muling nanawagan ang tagapagsalita ng Labor sa usapin na ugnayang palabas, Penny Wong, sa ministro na magbitiw sa tungkulin. Ngunit naninindigan si Richard Colbeck.
This minister has ignored warning after warning, failed to plan, failed to act urgently, and as a result, he has lost the confidence of the Australian people and the confidence of the Senate. So I ask this minister, when will you resign?
Again, I reject the premise of Senator Wong's question. And what I will do is what I've said I will do in previous questions during question time today. I will continue to work in the interests of senior Australians. I will continue to bring reforms forward to government as I have done during my tenure.
Supportado din ni Finance Minister Matthias Cormann si Ministro Colbeck.
We stand with our colleague, Senator Colbeck, who is doing a very good job in a very challenging area, in a very difficult context. Every death from COVID-19 is a tragedy, and we do send our condolences to affected families and loved ones. We continue to work, and Senator Colbeck continues to work day and night to safeguard the most vulnerable in the community.
Magbabalik sa sesyon ng parlamento sa susunod na buwan para sa pagtalakay sa budget sa unang bahagi ng Oktubre. Manatiling updated tungkol sa coronavirus sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.